This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump has claimed that the United States has signed what he calls another very important part of the immigration and security deal with Mexico. Trump did not reveal any details, and Mexico denied the claim. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president's been touting the deal since Friday, but has been stung by questions about just how much of it is actually new. He says Mexico's agreed to things beyond what was announced Friday, but in a CNBC interview would not say what.
We purposely said we wouldn't mention it for a little while.
Mexico's top diplomat says there's nothing to mention, no secret agreements between the two countries. The president could be talking about the idea of Mexico becoming a safe third country, making it harder for migrants passing through it from other places to claim asylum in the U.S. Mexico, though, has long resisted that idea. Sagar Magani, Washington.
One person died on Monday when a helicopter crash landed on top of a Manhattan skyscraper in rain and fog. Media reports said the pilot of the chopper was the one fatality. That has not been confirmed. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo told reporters the people inside the building in Midtown Manhattan said they felt the building shake when the chopper made what is believed to have been an emergency landing. The building was soon evacuated, and law enforcement officers asked people to avoid the area. Several people said the evacuation was orderly, but it called up unpleasant memories of the 9/11 attacks on Manhattan's World Trade Center. The FAA says it will investigate. Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli has officially been named acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. That agency's tasked with administering the nation's legal immigration system. He'll lead an agency of 19,000 employees and contractors. This is VOA News. An Indian court has